It is 7:40 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And coming up just about an hour from now, we'll find out what's new at LCCC Stocker Arts Center with their performing arts series being announced for the 2017-28 season. Also, we'll head to the circus at 8:10 this morning. Kelly Miller Circus is coming to town. We'll get details on that. But something happening this weekend, the Ohio Flags of Honor Memorial. And here to talk about that is Steve Brunn, who is with the United States Army Survivor Outreach Services. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Let's get some background a little bit. Tell me, what is the United States Army Survivor Outreach Services? What's its purpose? How does it function?
Well, what Survivor Outreach Services does is we work with families that have lost their military person. We're part of the support that each family gets when they lose their person on active duty. After the notification, which changes their world horribly, and then they're assigned someone to help them with the paperwork, get through the funeral and the travel that's associated with that. And then Survivor Outreach comes in right around then to provide long-term care and support, help them through their grief, you know, get them to see people that they may need some help with, or activities or events, or answer questions. Many times I've gone to a VA office with Survivor just because they were nervous, or will answer questions about benefits. So we do about anything. We've actually helped a young widow moving back to the area, and she just needed help finding daycare, or excuse me, preschool for her two little ones. And she just was overwhelmed with everything else and couldn't do that. So I helped her find a spot. So we'll do anything for our survivors to help them get through to their, what we call the new normal, get them to realize that they can live again and just not survive.
Is this something that is relatively new to the organization, or has it been around for decades? How long has it been providing a service like this?
About 2009. We were created in 2009, and we are now have a presence in all 50 states as well as the territories, and actually across the globe. We work with the Army National Guard as well, where there's not an active duty post. They create a territory and work out of an Army Guard Army, which is what actually I do. I cover Northwest Ohio, which extends to Lorain County, to Indiana, and then Michigan down to just above Dayton. So I got about 27 counties there. And I just want to clarify on who we help. It doesn't necessarily have to be on active duty, because we help many guardsmen families. And it doesn't have to be a combat death. It can be the person can pass from any means, illness or a car accident or whatever. If they are military, we'll help them. If they're Army, they become one of ours. If they're Navy, we help them get to the Navy Survivor Outreach Program. So we just want to make sure that the families know they have someone in their corner that's not has any other purpose except to be there.
Now, you've got something coming up this weekend at Ridgeville Corners, Ohio, which is out, I guess, I looked at this, Henry County, Ohio, so you're out there past Toledo, near Defiance area there. What is this Ohio Flags of Honor Memorial that you have going on this weekend? What takes place?
Well, one of the things that within Survivor Outreach, we found that when we can bring survivors together and they can associate with each other and realize that they're not going it alone, or they're not feeling these feelings or going through these same these challenges that are just unique to them. They realize that other people have had other problems, or they've walked this road before. So what Survivor Outreach tries to do is bring events together that can help make that happen. And this is one of them. Ohio Flags of Honor is a group from Central Ohio that has started by a gentleman who lost his son in Afghanistan. And his way of healing was starting this up. And what they do is they have a program that honors the Ohioans that have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Right now they have over 290 flags. And during the program, each flag will be brought forward, and on the staff of the flag, there's the name and rank of the person who is killed. And then a bell will be rung, and then the flag will be posted. It's quite a thing to see. I came across them when they were over in Bellevue, Ohio, and their program there. And it's just, you just can't really explain how much power there is in that program. In addition to the 290 flags, They have over 400 memorial flags where companies and businesses and individuals have bought flags to show their support for the Ohio people that have given their lives in the global war on terror.
Steve, are the flags of honor moved around the state? How often are they posted?
Well, they work only during the summer months. If you go out to Ohio Flag of Honor's website, they can you'll see their schedule. They all work around the Cleveland area quite a bit. In fact, this is the first time they are actually west of I-75. So they're excited to be doing that, and we're excited to have them come out. So it's pretty unique. Now, what makes this day also unique experience is we just don't have the Ohio Flags of Honor out there. We have another group near the Cincinnati area. It's the Honor and Remember folks. And what they do is they create individual flags for people that have lost their person. And it doesn't have to be from Ohio. But this is the Ohio chapter, and we actually have the unique opportunity to have them work with Ohio Flags to present a flag to a mom who lost her son. So that's going to be cool. And we also have a vet who started another nonprofit, Tribute to the Troops, which is supporting the families of people that have lost their person, and they work out of Minneapolis. But Rocky Lynn, who is a motivational singer and also a musician out of Nashville, he has a program together that shows the honors of survivors, but also the veterans. So we want the veterans to be able to come out too and have a place, because not only are the survivor families gave their all, their son, daughter, husband, wife gave their all for the country, the veterans are still serving, whether they're in the service or not. We still tend to be around, and Rocky Lynn has a fantastic program that honors them, the survivors, and America in general. It's very cool.
We're talking this morning with Steve Bruns, Survivor Outreach Services. He's one of their coordinators as well. If people want to find out more about this event or about your services, maybe they know somebody who could benefit from what you guys do, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, you can go out to our Facebook page, Ohio SOS, and there's actually 7 coordinators in Ohio. It's myself and 6 others, and we handle about 2,500-plus survivors just in Ohio. Survivor Outreach itself across the globe handles over 84,000. So you can go out to our homepage or Army. You can go out to the Army and search for Survivor Outreach Services, and they'll pop up, and they'll have our contact information.
Sounds good. A lot of events going on and looking on there as well, different things that take place, and all the things in Ohio who know how to do a good job supporting their veterans, that's for sure. Again, it's Ohio Flags of Honor Memorial, July 29th or 30th. It'll be at the American Legion Post, 454 Legion Hall. That's in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. And again, you can find out more from them as well. We want to appreciate your time joining us and letting people know about this, Steve. Thank you very much.